Hey, Beast Place, October 8th, 2020, take three. Boy, I just started jiu-jitsu again. Nice, happy fun time. Except not happy fun time. It was so hard. Like, even just to start with, like, so I got COVID. I was sick, for, like, really sick for about a week, and then like lingering effects for another like 2 or 3 weeks, and then like feeling off for a little while, and then really it was about 2 months where I was just like kind of out of it, kind of working out. And so really I was like, okay, time to go back. And that was like halfway through September, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And it just takes me a long time to just get back into things. Like once I get out, I get lazy, because then you have time for like the other kind of stupid stuff that don't really matter, but it's fun, like video and watching TV and just like, oh, I just got like, I get to sleep in, stuff like that. Or was working out, any good habit, eating well. You're like, oh, I don't have to eat well. I'm like on vacation. And then you come back, like, oh, I'm just going to extend it by a day. Usually for me, that's like another couple weeks. So anyway, I get back to it. It was, it's rough because I've been doing it long enough now where I should be a blue belt, and I'm not because of lack of consistency. And the other piece is it was like, here's the problem. It doesn't matter if you're in shape one way. If you do another sport, you'll find that the first couple times you're just like discombobulated from it. And so I had that sort of reaction where you're just like, you're expending way too much energy and da-da-da. I do prefer the guys that do it in Augusta than the guys in Atlanta. In Atlanta, it's a school full of, like, since it's a new school, it's mostly white belts. And they are all young and aggressive, and they're just hyperkinetic. Now, you can work around that. And I learned how to deal with that particular style of hyper aggressive dude, which is you just sort of let him do his thing. Because if they're on, first of all, a skilled opponent never does that. A purple belt or brown belt, black belt, they don't do that. Secondly, it wears them out. It's so funny because I was like overweight in 44, and these guys are like in their early 20s to like early 30s, more like early to mid 20s. All of them like mostly in shape, you know, like gym psychos. Like they're all like already ripped. And they're like, man, it's so hard to go against you. I get so tired. Yeah, because I'm not flailing about like you are. I'm just letting you flail. I'm laying here until you give me the opportunity. And invariably, you keep like attacking, and I just sort of roll around. Eventually, I get on top of you. Eventually, like, I'm going to at least not lose. And because these guys are impossible to do anything to, because they're like just 110% all the time. Now, here's the thing. That's fine. You're doing like 3-minute rounds or 5-minute rounds. Okay, but in actual jiu-jitsu matches, I think they're like more like 10 minutes. And if you're doing this self-defense-wise, I don't really know how I would do it, because you can't – I don't know how I'd go about it. But it's just like I can just – I mean, if I'm wearing some guy out that in any – test of endurance would win, that's telling you something. I'm not even, some of these guys are like actually more skilled at jiu-jitsu than me. It's just like overly aggressive. The dudes in Augusta are way more chill about it. Like they're just sort of like, they're just chill and they still win. They don't wear themselves out. Now, some of the white belts can be that way because they're really trying to win. A white belt sees another white belt and they think, this is it. This is it. I can beat this guy. So they like turn it up. I do a little as well. So let me not, but not to the degree that, definitely not the Atlanta Bros, and even some of the Augusta Bros get a little bit brotastic with their sort of attacks on fun. Now, so that's the first part, is you just have this like endurance issue. Like, I was completely winded doing warm-ups. When I first started this, I was doing better because, well, number one, when I first started doing jiu-jitsu, I hadn't really even drank alcohol in like a couple months. So it was like, it was a totally different experience. You know, I decided to do the jiu-jitsu and I waited a month. I did cardio for like a month. So by the time I got in there, wasn't so bad. Now, this is my cardio. And so you can imagine it's a little bit different. Second issue. Some of the skills, like I was trying to execute some moves and I just couldn't find the strength to do so. And I mean, like, I would forget steps and yeah. So there's those two aspects really, really kind of got me. And then I was like, you know, even at the height of this, I would pretty much roll like one or two times. I can do one or two times rolling, and that's about all I got in me for one training session. And then, you know, then after that, I'm gone. I'm spent. So I did the same thing here. I did three sessions, three rolls at the end of the... So how does this work? You're like, wait a minute, you're talking all this smack. Most people don't do this. Like, let me just not assume you understand. Generally speaking, and I've been to, let's see, this place in Augusta, 1, 2, 3, so 4, 5. I've been to 6 different jiu-jitsu dojos. They all follow this basic premise. So that all of them, but one, which was this Gracie, and I'll explain that, follow this basic premise, but the Gracie follows it to a point. Warm up. You do some kind of warm ups. It's different everywhere. I went to one gym in Florida, and they had you line up like Cobra Kai style and do like calisthenics after like one or two quick, and then you do like rolls and escapes. It's like if you played a sport, like monkey roll type stuff, like if you play football, lacrosse, like duck walks, that sort of thing, they're all like, let me think if I think about it. There's forward roll, there's a backward roll, like a bear crawl, a crab side crawl, a back crab walk I've done. There's like, those are basics. And then escapes, hip escapes, which is like you're sort of doing like a side crunch thing. You like sit on your side and wiggle down the mat, kind of you do a crunch and push out and then kind of wiggle like a worm down the mat. So that's like, that's the basics. So maybe a little running, push-ups, jumping jacks, and then these things. In Augusta, it's robust. At my place in Atlanta, not as much. A lot of times the guys just, because a lot of these guys were working out right before, and he would just say, like, do you want to warm up? I don't like warming up. So I was like, no, I could go without warming up. It's stupid, but whatever. And that's pretty much the gist of it. So you do like this warm up. Then you do like a lesson. He'll teach. So you sit around, you know, or you sit in a circle or half moon, whatever. They'll have like different ways they like to do this. But basically you surround the guy and he shows you a move. And they usually have to do with like, they'll be themed. So they'll start a theme, which is X guard, and you learn a bunch of stuff from X guard. Now you can jump in at any time because these things, while they're interconnected, line. They're not, each one stands alone. Because almost no one, this isn't like little kids, you know, when I played football, you didn't miss a practice. But adults don't do that because they can't. So what happens is it's more like, or school, it's more like each, they string together, but each one is an individual and it stands alone. Okay? Then you practice that move. And then this has like all kinds of different iterations. Like some do it like you do two on one guy, two on another. The one place will do like 5 minutes with one guy, 5 minutes with the other. And you'll do like two or three of those. All right? And then, depending on your skill level, where you are, how many people there are, you might go straight into what's called a rolling or basically like jiu-jitsu sparring, usually from the ground. Like you don't start, like in normal jiu-jitsu match, you start standing up. Because if you think about it, it's a self-defense as it was designed. It wasn't designed originally as a sport. It was designed specifically to be the best possible self-defense. You would start in a standing position. The idea was that like, hey man, if I get in a fight, a lot of fights end up on the ground anyway. Like me and another guy are punching, we end up kind of entwined in each other, and then we sort of fall over. And that's why jiu-jitsu works. And it shows that even against skilled striking opponents, you can get them to the ground if they're not, especially if they don't know this. Now with MMA is its own thing. It's its own, if you really want to know how to fight, just straight up fight, that's probably it. You probably just want to go to an MMA gym. I just don't want to get punched. I'll be honest, I don't get punched. I kind of want to know how to fight, and this is like the second or third best option. And I don't want to punch anybody. So this is, to me, is like the best option. But really, if you want to fight, MMA. Because they'll teach you no-gi jiu-jitsu. It's called submission grappling. It's not jiu-jitsu if you're not using a gi, whatever. But in any case, all right, so you've done the lessons and then drilling. Then you go into another drill phase, and this sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. The more advanced classes tend not to. If you're what they would call beginner classes, they almost only do this. So you get, it's called situational. So it'll be like, okay, you're going to get, we taught today, we taught this. We're going to put you in that situation, and then I want you guys to try to fight it out. And it's not like you're just rolling. If one guy makes the move, he wins. If the other guy stops the move, he wins. So it's like a stylized even form of grapple or of the spar. And then it might go on to sparring, which is just rolling around. Again, usually just start on your knees or sitting down, and you kind of try to – you then get into a thing where you start to kind of fight it out. And that's your basic jiu-jitsu class, hour to an hour and a half. I prefer hour. What are you going to do? Most classes are hour and a half. It just starts to get like, it starts to wear on me. Because a lot of times I lift in the morning and then I go do this in the afternoon. And I'm kind of like, don't have that much always energy. Okay, so what else? So that's your basic training thing. So imagine that during the warm-up, you're already winded. You're sweating profusely. And you're wishing, you're like, should I really be doing this? Should I? I mean, I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, should I just go back to the gym for a month and do nothing but cardio? Because am I going to get anything out of this? Part of the, here's something. You know, the place I'm going to is at 50% capacity. All right. They used to do six classes a day for very, there's like different groups. There used to be a women's class. There were like the kids' class was broken up into age groups. The adult class was broken up into skill levels in the evening. And then there was a morning short class and an afternoon long class. So the afternoon class is like noon to whatever. That's like all the black belts just get together. And you can go wherever you want, but they have like different flavors. So the morning class is like, I'm just here to work, to get exercise, and to do jiu-jitsu. I don't want to know your name. I'm not here to make friends. The evening class is way more social. So that's why I prefer the evening class. And anyway, this particular place, but it used to break it down, beginner and advanced. And I used to like to go to the beginner classes because the beginner classes, they don't have rolling at the end, and rolling is fun. It's like the sparring. But when you're like starting out, I'll be honest, like unless I can get myself specifically in a position where I know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing at all. And I can't compete. I can compete with blue belts because I'm way heavier. This is a combat sport. It's denominated in weight classes. So if I outweigh you by 100 pounds, and a lot of times I do, I have some advantages over like a lighter opponent. Sup? Kid came in the room yesterday, so I was talking about jiu-jitsu. Totally forgot what I was talking about, but you know how it is. Y'all know, you know. I think it's funnier to just do this than to make it seamless. Like, because I was about to, I did like the first take was, it was seamless. You didn't really. I took the last thought. I don't know what the last thought was, which is fine. You know what it's like. Kids come in and they do whatever, and then whatever you were doing goes out the window, and now you're doing what they're doing. It's just the way it is, and it's the way it stays, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so, but it can be annoying sometimes. My wife takes a lot harder than I do, especially when they won't go to sleep. Now, kids' melatonin is in the house. They can be like, oh yeah, but all you gotta do is exercise them. Yeah, if I put my kid in a pool all day and he will sit in a pool, not sit, but he will play in the water all day long, it's all good. If I take him and run him hard on the ground, it's all good. Anything short of that, not good. Dude just won't go to sleep. And it don't matter for him. He wakes up when he wakes up. But it matters. I guess he has school now. Oh, school. Play care. But anyway, so to finish up some jiu-jitsu thoughts, going back, oh man, you gotta like stay in it more. You do. It's just the truth. I miss a couple weeks in the gym. If I miss a week, no big deal. I'll start off where I was. I miss 2 weeks, no big deal. I drop a few pounds. I get to a low point. I go back to like 225, 185 on like across the board. You know, because there's no, I don't want to walk in there. And this is especially true of like bench and squat and thing like that. Like, it's just better to ease your way back in. So I ease my way back in. Now, it's not the same. Like, the first time I did it, you know, it's like 5 pounds, maybe less every time, progressive overload. But after a while, you know, when you're coming back, it's like 10 on each side every time. Same thing with jiu-jitsu. It's like it takes a couple weeks. So next week is going to hurt. Week after that, not going to really hurt. And then I'll be in the shoot, and I'll figure out where I need to be fitness wise, and hopefully I'll be able to hit a bunch of those. It's cool. There is a unbelievably large amount of Marines in my class. All right, so including myself, like there's always tons of military. All right, a lot of Air Force, and there's an Army base here. It's Fort Gordon, the Cyber Command, the schools, and all that. But what is like just so many Marines at this place? At least one retired or not doing it anymore recon guy. One dude, I can't remember what he said he did. And myself, and there's two cyber Marines. And there were a couple of other guys too in the past, like about 8. Total. I can't remember all that MOS. It's like unbelievable why there would be so many Marines at this place. And there, it's so funny because two of the Marines are chicks. And there's this cop, and he's just hitting on this girl the whole time, flirting with flirty pants. And I'm like, dude, you don't know what you're messing with. I know he's thinking, I'm a cop, she's Marine, no, that's cool, I can totally... I don't know. I don't know if they're good news in that way. Although, I look at, you know, some of my, there was a crew chief and a mechanic that I served with, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And they're, like, he became an officer, might even be a pilot. And she does some kind of corporate, some kind of cubicle job. And on Facebook, at least, it looks normal. Everything looks okay. So, you know, just got to get back into it. Got to put up with the pain. And the older you get. But it was like, you know, the worst soreness I've ever had in my life. I was a freshman in high school. I was 15 years old. And that's a little bit older maybe than I should have been. But whatever. The football practice, that first jump from like middle school sports where it's like, to like high school sports where they're like a little bit more serious was like harsh. That didn't happen to me in college. I was ready for it. I knew what to do. But in middle school, like me and my buddy, you know what? That's a new podcast. That'll be the next podcast. All right, love you. Talk to you later.